Morning. As I said, this is an update on the status of Royal Indica in Florida. 1 year later. Just to review a little bit, the genus Rayogyella is widespread throughout the Indian Ocean, ranges from Eastern Africa to Australia. Most species are in Australia, and several including several undescribed species. Rayogyella indica was described from India by Hurst in 1924. It ranges up throughout India into Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Egypt, Sudan, Kenya, South Africa, islands in the Indian Ocean, and Sri Lanka, Thailand, and showed up in the Philippines a few years ago. In 2004, Fluckman Atian reported Rayogyella indica from Martinique in the Caribbean. This was a whole new chapter for the red palm mite. If we assume that Martinique was the first site it appeared at, and there's no reason to doubt that, it spread very rapidly. Within a year, it spread to St. Lucia and Dominica on either side, and all the way down into Trinidad. By 2006, it had spread to the island of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And then later, in early 2007, it showed up in Puerto Rico. We suspect it showed up in Puerto Rico after, we know it showed up after it showed up in Hispaniola, because it showed up only in the eastern end of the island and it migrated across the island. We know in 2006 it showed up in Puerto Rico, actually, early 2007, I'm sorry. Showed up in, not Puerto Rico, but Jamaica. We know it's in at least part of Cuba. It's been reported from some of the Turks and Caicos. We've done surveys in the Bahamas over several times, and so far not found. We have no data from the Yucatan and Mexico, no data from Central America. We know it's in Venezuela, where it's in infesting at least 5,000 hectares of palms and bananas. It's spreading. We don't know about Colombia, and we don't know about the rest of South America. Then in last November, in the end of November, in Palm Beach Gardens, Palm Beach County in Florida, we got a positive find for the red palm mite. Now, how did it spread so fast? Well, we suspect air travel had something to do with it, especially among the Caribbean islands. Cruise ships had a lot to do with it, and I'll explain that in a minute. Private boats, private yachts are mostly unregulated. That has something to do with it. Of course, with any plant feeding mite, wind, hurricanes can also spread it around. But most likely it was spread around on plant material. Found flower arrangements on cruise ships that had parts of palms or heliconias that were infested with red palm mite. Potted plants on cruise ships that had infested with red palm mite. Non-host plants in areas where the red palm mite is heavy. Every plant has red palm mites on it, although they may not be reproducing on them. And seed coconuts. In Florida, we import seed coconuts from the Caribbean. We found red palm mites on those. And we also found that the handicrafts done by a lot of the native peoples on various islands that get sold to tourists that they wear and they carry back home with them also could carry red palm mites. So there are a number of ways it could be spread. Most likely, the rapid spread throughout the Caribbean had to do mostly with human movement. What does a red palm mite do? They feed through the stomata, which is unique for plant-feeding mites. They feed only on monocots. Some of the species in Australia feed on dicots, but this particular species, red palm mite, feeds only on monocots, especially palms. And it feeds on other things. We'll talk about that in a minute. Once it gets on a plant, on a palm primarily, it takes 2 to 3 months before to see any damage. And the symptoms are mainly apparent in the lower leaves. These pictures are from Trinidad, taken over a year ago. To give you an idea how bad the infestation is in Trinidad, in this particular coconut plantation, production of coconuts has been down up to 80%. There's a report now that Trinidad has to import coconuts for domestic uses because they can't produce enough in their plantations. Here's some pictures of the colonies. They're quite easy to see. Here's a colony. You can actually see the red palm mites there. Here's another colony. Notice the white in the center. That's the exuvia, old eggshells. And then the colony moves out from there. Here's another colony. This is a young colony. All those orange areas, those are all eggs. The red with the black, these are adult females. This is actually from the first site where the red palm mite was found. So it was a rapidly developing population. Here's another closer view of a colony. You can see all the white cast skins, old eggs. The sort of orangish ones are the eggs, and then you have the adults and the larvae and nymphs all around. Now these start out like this. They get bigger and bigger, and eventually they can cover the whole leaflet on a palm frond, and you can have numbers of thousands per leaflet on a palm frond, which come up with numbers of millions of mites per tree. Here's a LTSEM close-up of a colony. See the eggs? The eggs have a long stipe. Another way of helping to identify them. The typical to most tetranychoids, the females have a rounded, opisthosoma. Males have a more pointed opisthosoma. You can actually identify the males as nymphs. Reproduction of the red palm mite is unique. Typically, most, if you look down here in the corner, typically most spider mites, as an example, the nymph becomes quiescent, the males climb up on top and guard it, and then mates with it as soon as it emerges. With the red palm mite, the male finds a active duty nymph, attaches its front legs onto the back legs of the duty nymph, and then follows it around until it becomes quiescent. And as it molts, the male mates with it, and this is the Aedeagus of the red palm mite. How do you tell a red palm mite from a spider mite? Red palm mites are all red, legs are red, adult females have black in the opisthosoma, eggs are all red here, you can actually see a stipe here, no webbing, whereas spider mites, this is a Tetranychus coccosi, fairly common on coconuts. Eggs are clear yellow, you get a little bit of webbing, legs are not red. We found about six different species of spider mites on palms in South Florida. You probably can't read that back there, but this is all the genera of palms that we know red palm mite will feed and reproduce on. We only list the ones that we know are forming colonies, eggs, immatures, adults, so on. There's about 29 different genera of palms. Here's the grove in Trinidad. This is some palm damage in St. Lucia. Here's a Adnidia. And if you look here, you see these white or clear areas. This is colonies of red palm mite. This was during the rainy season in Trinidad, and most of the mites were gone, but you could still see the colonies where they had fed on the plant. Here's a complete list of all the hosts that we know of. Again, these are hosts that we know they are feeding on and reproducing on. The ones in yellow are the ones in Florida as of last week that we know of, hosts that they are feeding on in Florida. And there's about almost 40 different species of palms now that we know of it'll feed on in the Caribbean region. I said the ones in yellow are all ones in Florida. Many of them are very important commercially as far as ornamental plants. It also attacks bananas, plantains, and we have found it on at least 9 records in Florida. On Heliconia, feeds on what they call the screw pine, pandanus, bird of paradise, traveler's tree, and gingers. We have one species of ginger so far in Florida that we know is a host for the red palm mite. Here's a Heliconia in Trinidad again. There's the colony. It doesn't appear to be that significant a problem on Heliconia, but it can be easily spread by Heliconia to use it as in ornamentals and so on. So if you use it spreading those around, you can spread the mite. We know in Florida, the dispersal of the red palm mite is primarily on infested plant material in the wind. But it can also be carried to new sites on the clothes of people working on or around infested trees. This is my shirt last August after being in an area that moderately infested for about an hour. All those red things are adult red palm mites. This was again in August. And here's another colleague, Jenny Beard. This is her sweater after being in the same area. So people are moving it around very rapidly. Just quickly, anticipating the red palm mite, we started surveying in late 2006 into mid 2007. Looked at over 1,000 sites, collected 500 samples, mostly from coconut. We set up 480 sentinel sites around. Most all these pink are sentinel sites. We started with, in January this year, 43 records, 35 sites. By June, we had 100 sites, 115 records, and it spread still primarily, but started getting into Miami-Dade. By October, we had 233 sites, 265 records, and now it's made a major jump down into downtown Miami. Predators are the only means of control, and that's another story. Right now, red palm mite is the most numerous mite in the Caribbean region. It will soon be the most numerous mite in Florida. This will have a big impact on the ornamental palm industry as it spreads rapidly through our major nursery areas. Mite fauna on coconuts and other palms will likely change as a result of the red palm mite. Will the mite eventually kill palm trees? Well, we know it will kill young palm trees without treatment. It may be years before they kill them, but it certainly won't make them healthy. The impact on palms in Central and South America remains to be seen, but I suspect it'll be significant. A lot of collaborators, especially want to thank my technician, Martha King, who's been inundated with samples and making slides. Perhaps snow is the only way to control the red palm mite. Thank you.
Yes.
The question was, what is the status of the pest in India? It depends on where you look. Some people say it's not a pest. It's primarily a dry season pest. And other reports say it is a serious pest. So it's mixed. Generally, when it showed up in Mauritius, it was considered a serious pest for a while, and then not a serious pest. When it showed up in the Philippines, it was considered a very serious pest, reducing coconut outputs up to 80%. So it's sort of a mixed bag. Most don't consider it a pest in India. There are other things they consider more important.